proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We have an exciting teaching for you today. We're teaching on possessing our inheritance. Now, when I say that, I mean this inheritance is spelled out in Romans chapter 4, where God speaks through the Apostle Paul and says that we, the seed of Abraham, along with Abraham, have inherited the whole world. What am I saying here? I'm saying that Adam had all of this, and then because of his transgression or his sin, he lost it. Satan took control of it and has been controlling it. Now Jesus came, and he technically got it all back. But now we have to make that vital. We have to manifest that in the earth. Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 21, Paul says this. Here's a revelation for you now. All things are yours. Praise God. Well, what does he want us to do? Take these things back. Put them back under God's control. Now, what am I saying? You're not just going to go out and snatch somebody something. That's mine. Give it back. No, no, no. We take it by faith. God is the one that transfers it over into our hands. Now, how does faith come? One way, by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, one of the things I want to bring out in this particular teaching today is that your success is up to you. It's not up to God. God has already made you successful. And what we see, a lot of God's people are waiting on God, and God is waiting on us. He's already done it. And now it's up to us. Now, we're going to bring this out as we go into this broadcast today. Get your Bibles, pencils, and papers ready. It's a powerful teaching. It's called Possessing Our Inheritance.
Jesus took it all back. Now we got to get it. But we only can get it, how? By faith. Now, let's see what faith is. Turn to Hebrews chapter 11, please. Hebrews chapter 11. And verse 1. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things what? Not seen. All right? I'm going to read it out and amplify it. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to your senses. Okay? I want you to notice something. Faith is the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. How many of you have ever gone to a hotel and they want your confirmation number? Or you made a reservation, they want your confirmation number. I've been there in a place where they said the hotel was full. I said, wait a minute, I got a confirmation number here. They said, sir, let me go back in the back. Came back out and gave me a room. Why? Because of my confirmation. Title deed, if you hold a title to it. Come on, somebody got to give it up. Because if you present the title to the authorities, they're going to have to say, hey, you got to get off. It's his land. Are you following what I'm saying? So faith is that title deed. Let's go over to Romans chapter 8, please. Romans chapter 8. So some people trying to get the land without a title. Uh-oh. Come on now. All right, look what it said in Romans chapter 8. If you're there, say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Look at verse 16. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then who? Heirs. Keep going. Heirs of God and joint heir with Christ. So whatever he gets, what? I get. And that's the way it is, folks. Whatever he gets, I get. And that's the way the thing is written. That's the way it. When he died on that cross, God saw me on that cross. When he went to hell and paid the price, God saw me paying the price. And then when he arose, God saw me being raised up. And now he's seated at the Father. And the book of Ephesians chapter 2 says we are seated there with him. So everything he got, I got. Say amen to that. All right, now, as we look at this, as we're trying to cross over to get our inheritance, because basically what you have to realize is that God holds us, the church, responsible for what goes on in this earth. And as we're going possessing our inheritance, the enemy is trying to stop us because he doesn't want you to reach your promised land. He's on that land and he wants to stay there, but God told you, dispossess him. So let's go over now to Mark chapter 4. Look at verse 33. And with many such parables spake he the word unto them as they were able to hear it. Now this is interesting. Let me take a little side trip here again. Praise the Lord. I believe, this is Winston now, I believe. Now, you don't need to agree with me, but you can't prove me wrong. But I believe that you can't go any further than you have light. That the issue of how much you can get in this earth through God's way of doing things is an issue of how much light you have. See, revelation is light. Yes, yes, yes. And if you can't hold but so much, you can't have but so much. Are you following what I'm saying? You see, I believe there's light for $100. But then there's light that'll give you $1,000. Now, this is with no toil. Now, this ain't you working yourself to death for it. But there is light that'll give you $1 million. Come on. There's billionaire light. Boy, y'all got to hear what I'm saying, man. I know what I'm talking about. Okay, but anyway. So, let's look at this. Verse 35. And the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, even as he was in the ship, and there were also with him other little ships. Now, even as he was is a very, very important part of that, because they took him even as he was. Now, even as he was the Logos. Lord have mercy. Was the Logos. That came right out of the Spirit right there. It was the Logos. Now, the Logos is different from Rhema. Because the Logos is the whole Bible. You believe the Bible? Yeah. How much you believe? From Genesis to Revelation. Praise God, I believe it. Are you sick? Yeah, I'm sick. See, you don't believe the Bible. See, you got a Logos. But when you got Rhema, you know by his stripes you've been healed. So you ain't gonna say that. You got what I'm saying? All right. So they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also other little ships following them. There's always somebody looking at you to see what's going to happen in your life. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship till it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship asleep in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said to him, Master, careth thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace be still. And there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea do what? Obey him. Now we said something about this. We said that this storm came up and it was designed to sink that boat, to keep that boat from reaching the other side. Because on the other side, that we probably won't get there today, is Mark chapter 5, and there was on the other side a strong man. And the enemy was using that strong man to control the waterway, to control the seas, to control the system. And he shot, now, boy, this coming out of the spirit. Man, I can feel it coming out. So now, here is Jesus. He's sleeping. Now, this is where sometimes folk who don't know God kind of start philosophizing and prophelying. Here's what they say. They say, and many Christians think this way. Whatever you have in your life, whether it be good or bad, is up to God. You know, kind of a come see, come saw, whatever will be kind of thing. And you never know what God may do. You just don't know. And whatever happens in your life, that's the will of God. So it really doesn't matter how much you do or doesn't matter what you believe, because God is going to do what he wants to do in your life anyway. Okay? Now that's a rationale of many Christians. Now that's an error. So what happens as a result of that rationale? Somebody has an accident. Somebody has an accident, end up at the funeral of that person because they died. And then somebody gets up and preach this. The Lord gave. Real dark, deep voice, you know. And the Lord. No, the Lord has taken away. Now, I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm telling you, it sounds real religious. It sounds like they know something and so forth. But it's junk. It's junk. See? See, if it happened, God did it. Because that's what they believe. And you know that's what they believe because that's what they say at the funeral. Well, here's this little baby, and the baby happened to die, and so forth. Well, God wanted him and plucked him up like a little flower. I done heard so many stuff. I can't even begin to tell you how much stuff I've heard at funerals. That is the biggest place of lying and unbelief I think I've seen. Well, I guess it was his time. Wasn't his time. The boy was 16. Well, you know, if God want to bless you, he'll bless you. If he don't want to bless you, he won't bless you, and so forth. See, all, we put it all on God. But your success is up to you. You see, God is not blessing one Christian and cursing another. This success is up to you. If you succeed, you succeed. If you don't succeed, it's up to you. But God has what he set everything up that's necessary for you to succeed. And God is pulling for you to be a success. But your success is up to you. Now, put something right there. We got to go back. Let's go back to Joshua, please, in Joshua chapter 1. Joshua chapter 1, very quickly. Now, I told you don't get offended. Don't get offended because I didn't come here and stay up all night trying to think of something that offend you. I came and I'm bringing you the truth. And the truth is going to make you free because you got to get over to the other side and you got to know when the devil is sending something and it's not God. Say amen to this. Look what it says in verse 8 of chapter 1 of book of Joshua. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein how long? Day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way, what? Prosperous. And then thou shalt have, what? Good success. Now, question. Who's going to make your way prosperous, you or God? All right. Now, how many of you say God is going to make your way prosperous? Raise your hand. Come on. Okay. All right. How many of you say you're going to make your way prosperous? All right. Let's read that verse and take the religious blinders off and just put your name in there. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou. Now, what is your first name? Say it out loud. All right. When I say thou, when I get to thou, I want you to put your first name in there. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but shall meditate therein day and night, that mayest observe to do according to all that's written therein, for then shall make thy way prosperous and shall have good success. Every place in there, your name was right there. And this is not up to God. And religion leaves it all up to God, which is what the devil wants, because he wants to put you in a place where you are not resisting him. You will say, well, it's God, and I guess God wants us to go down, glug, 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 and go on down in that boat. It's God that wants you to go to the other side. God has already planned for you to be a success. He has no plans for you to fail at anything you do. Say amen to that. And sometimes what we're doing, we're waiting on God. You're not waiting on God. God is waiting on you. He has seen the end from the beginning, and he has already worked it out if you'll seek him as a way to work it out. Say amen to that. All right, so in this, what we have to do now is see that, let's come on back over to Mark chapter 4 again, please. Mark chapter 4. All right. Are you there with me? All right. Now, he asked him one thing. He said, now, where is your faith? Are you following that? Now, what do we say it takes? It takes faith to get through the storm. Because if you're on assignment, the devil is coming to try to keep you from fulfilling your assignment, to keep you from getting to the other side. And he attacks your assignment. So the Bible says here, look what it says in Mark chapter 4 and verse 14 again, the sower soweth the what? The word. And these are they by the wayside where the word is sown, but when they have heard, Satan cometh when? Immediately to do what now? To take away the word that was sown in their heart. So, Satan comes in various ways. It goes on down there, and he comes against maybe your life, your finances, your health, your business, your profession, your family. He comes, why? Because he wants one thing now. He wants to separate you from your faith, because he knows that if you hold on to your faith, that you become dangerous to him and the kingdom of darkness, and he will lose the battle. Say amen to that. So your fight is a faith fight. You are never supposed to fight the devil. You are supposed to resist the devil. You're not supposed to fight denominations. You're not supposed to fight your cousin. You fight the good fight of faith. So now, your faith, without it, Satan knows that you're no match for him. And what we told you last time is that you are not even important to Satan. I said, you are not important. You are a zero to him. What's important to him is when you get faith. All of a sudden now, you take on a whole new importance. Say amen to that with this thing. Now, as we look at this, so we have now have to get this faith and get this faith developed inside of us. This word is all you need. I said the word is all you need. Because everything is in the word. Every strategy is in the word. The wisdom of God is in the word. Watch this. Strength is in the word. Favor is in the word. Miracles are in the word. All this is in the word. So now I just need to get a word. So I need a word from God. Then once God gives me a word, I got to hold on to that word. Say amen to that. Now, what will that word do? Turn to Luke's gospel, if you will, and Luke's gospel and chapter 1. Look at verse 28. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Who do you think the angel is talking to? Mary. And when she saw him, she was troubled at the saying and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said to her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name who? Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto thee, to him, the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said to her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon you, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God nothing shall be impossible. Now I want you to retranslate that, with God nothing shall be impossible. Here's another translation of that. No word of God is void of power. No word of God is void of power. Now you got to hear what I'm saying. No word of God is void of power. What am I saying? I'm saying the word of God has enough power in it to bring itself to pass. Now the enemy knows that, and he knows that if you get the word, you hold on to the word gonna bring itself to pass. You can't do nothing. You see, the vessel was the word. You see, Jesus was sleeping in the word. Lord have mercy. You see, once you get the word, hold on to the word, because the word becomes your vessel to take you to the next place. Say amen to that. I know you can't see it in the natural, but just stay with me. What you're doing is understanding that this word, whatever you get, if you hold on to it and don't let the devil shake it loose from you, it's going to bring you to the other side.
Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, again, that's possessing our inheritance. Now, God had some things for us because of what Jesus did. He took it all back. And the Bible calls us, the believers, the seed of Abraham. So it says that if you belong to Christ, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. What promise? The promise that God made to Abraham that he would inherit the whole world. So we're to get all this back into the hands of God's people. Now, as we do this, we're going to the other side. And the way you do it is by faith. Well, the enemy is attacking faith. He wants to separate you and I from our faith. He doesn't care 2 cents about us. He doesn't care about you or me. We're zero to him without faith. But once faith comes, we're the most important thing on his agenda. You see what I'm saying? So he tries to attack that. If you're trying to get your marriage better, he tries to attack that, make you think that the word is not working for you. If you're trying to get your health together, he comes to bring more symptoms on you, so forth and so on. Now, what do you have to do? You have to stand there, because once you've acted on your faith, it says with faith and patience, you inherit the promise. It said you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you will receive the promise. So we have to stand on this thing. And the Bible says, when you've done all you can do to stand, stand. Praise God. The Word of God, remember, is the most powerful thing in the world. That when the Word of God comes into your life and you don't let it go, it will change everything around you to line up with the Word of God. It's a powerful teaching. Whether your address and phone number are on your screen, order it right now. Praise the Lord. Now, again, we're not just trying to sell tapes. The biggest thing is that we can sow the seed of Word of God into your life. I'm telling you, this word is so powerful. I mean, once you get in faith, you override time even. Even time has to obey faith. Praise God. Something that could take 10 years could now take 10 months with faith. So these teachings are very important for this end time and what's happening in our world today. You will not go wrong. Order it. We've got people standing by to send it right out to you while we know you need it now. And we'll send these teachings right out to you why, so that you can prosper and get to the other side. Well, this is Bill Winston saying, that's all we have for this time. We love you. Keep walking by faith.
Salvation, wholeness, peace, prosperity, and divine health. These are all part of your inheritance. How long will you wait before taking possession of the promises that God has already given you? Everything that you need has already been placed within you. Let's go up at once and possess our inheritance, for we are well able to overcome it.
Jesus paid the price for Adam's transgression and took everything back. He did it legally. Now he wants his body to manifest it.
In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll learn how to obtain your inheritance through faith.
For you to get what God has for you, you're going to have to separate your feelings from your faith. Because if God has given it to you, you're going to have to take it by faith.
Order Possessing Our Inheritance today, and Dr. Winston will explain why everything Satan stole from mankind, Jesus got back. Why, as a joint heir with Christ, whatever he has, you have. Why the enemy is after your faith, and much more.
If faith ever comes, it's going to overcome any obstacle that Satan can throw at you that will keep you from reaching your promised land.
To order your copy of Possessing Our Inheritance, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.bwm.org. Now is the time for the body of Christ to lay hold to the promises of God that are rightfully ours as heirs of God. Order your copy of this dynamic series, Possessing Our Inheritance, today.
While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois, 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
Faith is the thing and the only thing that will put you in the winner's circle. It is the only thing that'll get you to the other side. It is the only thing that will strip from Satan everything he's trying to hold back from you.